Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now you're welcome back. Farmers are said to be furious over a possible CPO compulsory purchase of their lands along the world famous cliffs of Moher, as much of its popular walking trail remains closed for safety reasons following a number of tragic deaths last year. Drive Time has seen a leaked draft document and report that recommends a Clare County Council takeover of the spectacular Cliffs of Moher coastal walk, describing the current ownership model as being not fit for purpose. John Cook reports.
I'm on Instagram and, you know, social media, so I'm tempted to take the perfect selfie, but our tour guide told us, you know, it's very dangerous. People have died here.
I met tourists walking the southern stretch of the Cliffs of Moher walking trail towards Hag's Head and Liscannor last August and was struck by how close to the edge many people strayed.
It would be quite dangerous, yeah, if you step too far, taking a photograph.
You were getting very close to the edge, sitting on a rock on a cliff edge there, getting that selfie. Did you feel safe?
No, I'm not feeling safe. I'm panicking, actually.
That stretch of the Cliffs of Moher coastal walk was closed in the days following my last visit, which came 2 weeks after the death of a 12-year-old boy who went missing after becoming separated from his family, and 3 months after the death of a visiting student in her 20s who lost her footing while walking with friends there. A subsequent Sport Ireland inspection identified several safety issues along the 14-kilometre coastal walk, which is managed by the Clare Local Development Company, though the main Cliffs of Moher visitor experience run by Clare County Council remains open and unaffected, and local tourism providers are keen to stress that some of the walking trail on the northern side towards Doolin is still open.
A good 7.5 kilometres are open, and by God, are they breathtaking.
Ollie Gleeson runs guided hiking tours along the scenic cliff edge and says partial closures have been very challenging for business.
I employ 10 people in the locality, many of which have kids. I have my own child. The trail, not only for my own business, really helps the local economy. People who hike the trail, they're generally people who visit the area. They stay overnight, either in North Clare or in local towns and villages. We use local taxi drivers, local school bus drivers to bring us back down after our hikes. And they eat in the local restaurants and they drink there too. And so there's a huge economic impact to this trail.
Just part of the trail closed, which is very disappointing.
Joe Cooney is a Fine Gael TD for Clare.
There is talks going on between the local landowners and the local authority, and hopefully they'll be able to come to agreement to allow the funding that's already approved of $500,000 to upgrade the section of the trail that's closed. We'll be hoping that'll happen sooner than later. In the draft report that came out, it was saying it could be up to 2028 before all the trail will be up and running. That's disappointing to hear that. And any work we can do between the landowners, the local authority and all the stakeholders involved to try and get the trail up and running is vital and important, not alone for the farmers and the small businesses around the North Clare and the Cliffs of Moher area, but all for tours in Tow County, which is important to have all our facilities up and running in good condition.
The 14-kilometre Cliffs of Moher walking trail runs through the Atlantic Edge fields of 36 separate landowners who gave permissive access to allow the development in return for average annual fees of around €600 to €800 each, according to the Irish Farmers Association. Some I've spoken to today say they're furious that a draft report by Tobin Engineers, commissioned by Clare County Council, recommends the local authority take full control and ownership of the trail, exploring various options to do this, including long-term leaseholds or compulsory purchase order if necessary. Tommy Lane is a former Clare IFA chairman who's been leading negotiations on behalf of the 36 landowners.
Yes, I mean, farmers are sickened with this reality that they've given a permissive access agreement to allow people onto their land, and by doing the good thing at that particular time has led them now to a potential CPO as desired by the Tobin report.
Compulsory purchase is just one of a number of options. It's mentioned sale could be agreed with farmers. Also, you could have long-term leaseholds or compulsory purchase. These are just options in a report making recommendations. Nothing binding for the council yet, but what is it you want the council to do now for your members?
To go into any form of negotiation with the council where a potential CPO is held, it's just like having a gun to your head. If we can't reach agreement, we're just going to take what we can get off you. That is very unfair and a very poor way to do business. What we're looking for now is that the CPO option is taken off the table and that proper, meaningful, faithful negotiations take place.
And if the landowners and farmers you represent remain the owners of their individual patches along the Cliffs of Moher walking trail, are they going to be seeking a lot more payment to allow further upgrades to take place and future use and full reopening of this tourist facility?
Well, there definitely have to be a proper package put on the table there where farmers are remunerated according to the level of the asset that they hold.
Farmers aren't the only ones furious about talks of compulsory purchase along the cliffs. Here's Clare Fine Gael TD Joe Cooney again.
It is scandalous the CPO has come into the equation. The landowners are the owner of the lands, and without proper consultation with the landowners, my belief is that this won't be progressing. So consultations are always important. Make the landowners aware of what they have to do to try and work with the local authority. And we all know it comes down to funding and comes down to the amount of people that use in their lands.
With annual visitor numbers to Ireland's most popular natural attraction as high as 1.5 million, Deputy Joe Cooney has also proposed a new annual benefit fund as part of plans to reopen the coastal walking trail.
Naturally enough, the landowners would definitely be benefited out of that fund, but also the businesses and the communities in the North Clare area, they deserve to benefit out of what has been achieved at the Cliffs of Moher. And I must compliment everyone who has fantastic work put into bringing the Cliffs of Moher to this stage. It has been a massive achievement, but again, we have to think of the local people and make sure that they are properly looked after. I was proposing maybe a euro ahead on every person to use the trail, but that is noticeable and can be talked about going forward. But again, I think to be a fantastic idea and is something that should be explored.
Clare County Council, the Clare Local Development Company and the specific landowners involved declined to comment publicly to Drive Time as they await publication of the final report on the Cliffs of Moher walking trail to be published this week, as local tourism providers like Ollie Gleeson hope solutions can be found sooner rather than later.
If we can get it open, I'm telling you, it'll be the biggest boost for County Clare. I'm hopeful, I'm optimistic that a solution can be found, because it would really get rid of a lot of challenges that small businesses like myself face in this tourism season.
That's Ollie Gleeson of Ollie's Tours at the Cliffs of Moher there, ending John Cook's report from County Clare. And in the last minute, I've just been given a statement from Clare County Council. They've told Drive Time that although they're not commenting on the draft Cliffs of Moher Coastal Walk Management Plan, they say the local authority does, however, acknowledge the upset caused to landowners following the leaked report and its references to CPO. In a statement to Drive Time, the spokesperson said, "This is never the preferred option of Clare County Council, who remain committed to continue working with local landowners in the area to ensure a walk can ultimately exist from Doolin to Hag's Head. Clare County Council looks forward to engaging and discussing future plans for the Cliffs of Moher Walk with all interested parties following the publication of the final report." So says Clare County Council.